This is the More Than Right podcast, and I'm your host, Steve Lopez. It's what everyone's been waiting for, the smoking gun. Proof that Hunter Biden and his Uncle James sold access to then-Vice President Joe Biden for cash, millions of dollars in cash. GOP Representative James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, produced a canceled check in the amount of $40,000 made out to the big guy, President Joe Biden. What follows is a brief summation of the laundered money trail leading to the big guy. On August 8, 2017, Chinese energy company CEFC transfers $5 million to Hudson West 3, a company owned by Hunter Biden and his Chinese business partner, Gong Wendong. That same day, Hudson West 3 transfers $400,000 to Owasco PC, a company owned and controlled by Hunter Biden. On August 14th, $150,000 is wired to the Lion Hall Group, a company owned by James Biden and wife Sarah. On August 28th, Sarah Biden withdraws $50,000 from the Lion Group and deposits it in the personal checking account she shares with her husband. On September 3rd, 2017, Sarah cuts a check in the amount of $40,000 for brother-in-law and future U.S. President Joe Biden. This is what the U.S. intelligence community said was a Russian disinformation operation, what the mainstream media called a conspiracy theory, a story big tech social media companies block their users from seeing and sharing. 2 years after the New York Post's Miranda Devine broke the Hunter laptop story, CBS correspondent Catherine Herridge reported that Mark Latterman, a former computer forensic expert with the Secret Service, determined the laptop's contents to be genuine. And so, things have changed for Hunter Biden. Last September, the Justice Department indicted Hunter for lying on a federal firearms background form by falsely claiming to be drug-free at the time of the purchase. His girlfriend would later throw the .38-caliber Colt Cobra revolver into a dumpster behind a Delaware supermarket for fear the crack-addicted Hunter would hurt himself. That was back in 2018, during the Trump presidency, which is odd considering what happened next. According to Politico, two Secret Service agents descended on the Delaware gun store where Hunter purchased the firearm and demanded all the documents associated with the sale. The owner refused, later handing the documents to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That means Trump's Secret Service ran an operation to shield the Biden family from scandal and legal troubles ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Clearly, deep state agencies were determined to oust Trump. But they never thought Republicans would take control of the House of Representatives in 2022. That GOP House majority has used its subpoena power to retrieve Biden family bank records and have made some very interesting discoveries. Follow the Money, says the source Deep Throat, in the 1976 film on the Watergate scandal, All the President's Men. Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein managed to trace $200,000 from President Richard Nixon's reelection fund to the White House burglars that broke into the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. Nixon resigned before he could be impeached. Today, Chairman James Comer and his House Oversight Committee followed the Chinese money trail right to James, Hunter, and Joe, the big guy Biden. It is now impossible for the media to deny President Biden's surrogates, Jim and Hunter, sold foreign powers access to Joe Biden for fun and profit. And so, the Big Mac of newspapers, USA Today, offered Hunter Biden its editorial pages to recount his sad tale of drug abuse and tragic victimhood at the hands of what Hillary Clinton has called the vast right-wing conspiracy and deplorables. Quote, "What troubles me is the demonization of addiction, of human frailty, using me as its avatar, and the devastating consequences it has for the millions struggling with addiction, desperate for a way out, and being bombarded by the denigrating and near constant coverage of me and my addiction on Fox News, more airtime than GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, and in the New York Post, an average of 2 stories a day over the past year," unquote. At no time did Hunter mention his and Uncle Jimmy's influence-peddling operation or the millions of dollars the scheme funneled the Biden family's way. He dismissed his indictment for lying on a federal firearms background form as simply, quote, "possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days 5 years ago," unquote. According to the FBI, at least 112,000 firearms purchasers lied on their federal background form. A 2018 paper released by the Government Accounting Office noted, quote, "The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, referred about 12,700 cases to its field divisions for further investigation. U.S. attorneys' offices had prosecuted 12 of these cases as of June 2018, unquote. The GAO goes on to say that between the years 2015 and 2017, attempts to purchase firearms by drug-addled Americans increased by 60%. However, the report did not say if the aforementioned defendants used the novel defense that at no time were their illegally purchased weapons loaded. We'll soon discover if Hunter's use of that excuse cuts any ice with the judge. Hunter's USA Today op-ed is a desperate call for mercy, not for himself, but his father. Quote, "My struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a vile and sustained disinformation campaign against my father, President Joe Biden, and an all-out annihilation of my reputation," unquote. Hunter parrots the mainstream media's misinformation talking points of 2020. But the fake news has moved on from talk of Russian skullduggery and now admits Hunter's laptop shows that he, if not his father, engaged in old-fashioned influence peddling. And it's unclear what reputation Hunter is talking about. He entered the nation's consciousness as nothing more than a member of an elite political family, a guy who recorded and stored his every depraved action on his laptop computer as testament to his low character. Hunter does have a reputation, a very bad one, one he built all on his own. Hunter aims his crack-fueled wrath in the wrong direction. Neither Fox News nor right-wingers are to blame for his current predicament. It looks a lot like Uncle Jimmy and the big guy arranged for Hunter to take the fall if their influence-peddling scheme ever became public knowledge. After all, does anyone really believe a crack-addicted, coke-snorting Hunter Biden set up an array of dummy corporations before negotiating complex commercial agreements with foreign states and companies when he wasn't trashing hotel rooms with his stable of hookers? It stretches credulity. None other than America's so-called newspaper of record, the New York Times, hinted at who is the brains of the Biden crime family. In 2017, the same year Joe Biden received his $40,000 cut from the Chinese energy company CEFC, an executive of that very same firm, Patrick Ho, was arrested in New York City by the FBI. You see, Ho was accused and later convicted of bribing African officials in Uganda and Chad for lucrative drilling rights. Oh, and Ho was also convicted of money laundering. According to the Times, quote, "James Biden, a financier and brother of the former vice president, was in a hotel lobby in November of 2017 when he got a surprise call on his cell phone. The call was from Patrick Ho. Mr. Ho, 69, was in trouble," unquote. The Times eventually got around to questioning Uncle Jimmy about that mysterious phone conversation with Patrick Ho. Quote, in a brief interview, James Biden said he had been surprised by Mr. Ho's call. He said he believed it had been meant for Hunter Biden, the former vice president's son. James Biden said he had passed on his nephew's contact information. There is nothing else I have to say, James Biden said. I don't want to be dragged into this anymore. Unquote. And with that, Uncle Jimmy threw nephew Hunter under the bus. Meanwhile, the nation's real newspaper of record, the New York Post, filled in the rest of the story. Quote, Hunter was paid $1 million by CEFC to represent Ho, which entailed contacting his FBI sources on Ho's behalf and engaging another attorney to do the legal work, according to emails on his laptop. CEFC paid a further $4.9 million to Hunter and Jim Biden in monthly installments for 14 months from August 2017, government records show. The House Oversight Committee released bank statements last week showing an additional $1,065,000 was funneled from a Chinese company affiliated with CEFC to Hunter, Jim, and Hallie Biden, Hunter's former lover and widow of his late brother Beau. The payments were made in increments over 3 months through Biden associate Rob Walker, whose wife, Betsy, had been personal assistant to then-Second Lady Jill Biden. Unquote. Who knew Hunter had so much influence at FBI headquarters? We later learned the FBI's investigation into Patrick Ho made them aware of the shady business ties between China and the Bidens 2 full years before they ever took possession of Hunter's so-called laptop from hell. The FBI clearly covered up the Biden scandal as their contribution to the many election interference plots leveled against President Donald Trump in 2020. And this explains the Justice Department's initial attempts to negotiate a sweetheart deal for Hunter for failing to report his ill-gotten gains to the IRS. A real investigation into the matter would show the FBI and Justice Department knew of the Bidens' influence-peddling schemes long before the 2020 presidential election. The Biden scandal is reminiscent of Watergate in a number of ways. The Nixon White House audio tape, known as the Smoking Gun, was a conversation between Nixon and Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman. In it, Nixon says he'll contact CIA Director Richard Helms and tell him to pressure FBI Director L. Patrick Gray to drop the Watergate investigation in the name of national security. Gray resigns after it's revealed he destroyed incriminating documents recovered from a safe belonging to Watergate burglar and former CIA agent E. Howard Hunt. In fact, 4 of Hunt's fellow burglars are former CIA operatives. Nixon's Attorney General John Mitchell resigns when it's revealed he approved the plan to wiretap phones at the Democratic National Committee in the Watergate complex. The White House, the CIA, the FBI, and the Justice Department colluded to save the corrupt president behind what Nixon Press Secretary Ron Ziegler called a 2-bit burglary. Today, the White House, the CIA, the FBI, and the Justice Department collude to save the Bidens from revelations they took foreign bribes, engaged in money laundering, and participated in some old-fashioned tax evasion. All this uncovered by Chairman James Comer of the House Oversight Committee. The phrase, worse than Watergate, was thrown around a lot during the Trump presidency in describing scandals manufactured by Democrats, the CIA, the FBI, and the Justice Department. But Bidengate is shaping up to be just that. Worse than, well, you know. That concludes this edition of the More Than Right podcast. If you feel so inclined, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, this is Steve Lopez.